Christmas dinner has to be one of the most important meals of the year. For those of us heading along to an event, taking a dish or side with us, how can we make the flavours sing this year? Well, MasterChef's Gary Megan joins me now to share some wisdom. Hi, Gary.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. Is it an exciting time of year for you?
Oh, I don't know. Being a hospitalitarian for so many years, Christmas, I don't know, the edge of Christmas has always had a little commercial reality attached to it.
Oh, I bet.
So I don't poo-poo Christmas, but it's like I'm an anti-turkey. Having seen so many, you know, like I worked in big hotels and all that sort of stuff. And I don't know if anybody understands that, but anybody that's been in, you know, cafes and restaurants knows exactly what I'm talking about. Don't show me another Christmas pudding, please.
And what is with Christmas having these traditions of these foods that we would normally not like other times of year? I'm not a fan of pudding
or
turkey.
I think it, you know, obviously it goes back in history in terms of, you know, what wasn't available, what needed to be used, what was preserved and what the celebration entailed. So, and don't forget, turkey's a, you know, a recent kind of addition, and American too. But if you talk to my mum, you know, who still lives back in the UK, Christmas Day without turkey is an abomination.
Oh,
she
gosh.
Has to have turkey and all the trimmings, you know, mince pies, Christmas pudding. And if we're not sitting by the television set at 8 o'clock, unable to move from the couch, then that's not a proper Christmas Day.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, I know that your mum always loved cooking fresh food, which you didn't appreciate at the time because all the other kids had, you know, the frozen dinners and all that. But
I know.
I bet Christmas has always been a really important time for your family.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think more so these days. I mean, obviously, none of us that, you know, have got, you know, parents and family overseas have seen anybody for a couple of years. So I'm, you know, I'm just, I couldn't think of anything better than getting the whole family together on both sides, you know, my wife's side and my side, brothers and sisters, et cetera, and having a big knees up. So that will come. But yeah, I think it's, you know, there's, I certainly, even though I was probably a bit Ebenezer Scrooge at the beginning, the idea of getting everybody together at Christmas is one of those, they're called marquee dates, you know, where they kind of punctuate the year and give us an excuse just to get together and celebrate and, you know, have a good laugh. So, and that's what the food should be. I mean, you know, one thing I learned from, you know, my mum, even though she was a great cook, she was also a very stressy cook. You know, she'd always be worrying about, you know, what, you never see her. She'd be in the kitchen all the time. And so I've always, you know, been the opposite. I think preparation, pre-prepare dishes that you can, you know, because we live in warmer climates here, you know, having salads and things that are all ready to go that you can just tip a dressing on, and making sure that your centre of attention and that, you know, you're all standing around the kitchen table together is, you know, is the best way to be.
Absolutely. I was going to ask, you seem very calm. So for those who have anxiety about Christmas, is there any mantra or philosophy? Keep it simple.
Yeah, I mean, look, the first thing I would do is think ahead. It's kind of a good time now, you know, really, before it gets too late to, you know, go to your local butcher and say, I want to order a ham, if that's your thing, or I want to order turkey, you know, I want to order, you know, a standing rib of beef. Same with the seafood, and organise a day where you can go and pick it up. And I always, you know, I try and, even though I try and avoid Christmas Eve, it's kind of the best time to just go and pick up those last little bits and the fresh items like seafood and the meat that you pre-ordered. At least you're not taking any chances, so that's always a good tip. And another one, which I don't think many people realise, but I always remind people, is prawns, for example. You know, we love to chuck a prawn on the barbie. Sorry for the cliche, but I love prawn. I love seafood on Christmas Day and Boxing Day. And don't forget, prawns are generally frozen on the boats here in Australia. So people see them, you know, those big green prawns, you know, could be from the Gulf of Carpentaria or, you know, where Yamba, for example. Most of those have arrived frozen in the box because that's how they keep them super fresh, other than from when they're in season, which is a very short season, in fact. And they're defrosted by your fishmonger. So ask for them frozen. Chuck them in the freezer. And they only take literally 30 minutes to defrost, 40 minutes to defrost. So pull them out as you need them. So you've then got, you know, your prawns, you know, for a couple of days over Christmas rather than just, you know, trying to push them out for Boxing Day, you know, when you worry whether or not they'll be going to be good. And then Christmas Day itself, yeah, try and keep it simple. Things like dressings and dips, you know, I always do a couple of things the previous day, even if there's a dessert, like if you're making a pavlova, you can make that the day before, or a tart, you can make the base the day before and have as much of it done. So that on Christmas Day itself, really all you're doing is making, getting up early with the kids if you've got kids, and then at kind of 10 or 11 o'clock, making a slow move into the kitchen and throwing a few things in the oven.
So you can enjoy it, actually enjoy it. With me at the moment is renowned chef and longtime MasterChef star, it's Gary Megan. Let's talk about a few dishes that you recommend this year. We can break from tradition. What do you reckon? Yeah. What are some star dishes that might be nice to take along?
Obviously salads for me are king. You know, I think, you know, in terms of pre-preparing things, they're great. And you can still have your, if you want to go potatoes, at least that's the one thing that you're cooking. And if you're going to throw roast potatoes in the oven, you know, I love the idea of, you know, peeling, parboiling, shaking in the pan so they get a bit fluffy, you know, drench them in a good amount of olive oil, for example, throw some cloves of garlic, some rosemary. You can chuck a, you know, some quarters of Spanish onion in there if you want and put those in the oven. Mm. And then the other stuff is all fresh and seasonal. So we're lucky that abundance of late spring, early summer is upon us when we're at Christmas time. So you've still got the asparagus, you've got things like fennel that are hanging on, you know, into the warmer weather. You've got, you know, lots of green beans, you've got figs, you've got zucchini flowers, you've got all the stone fruit starts to come into season, things like cherries. So you're really, it's kind of the best time of the year to be throwing a party. So things like, I like asparagus on the barbecue, for example, and I'll just peel a little bit of the asparagus, throw it on a hot barbecue. You know, it takes minutes to cook, take it off. And I do 6-minute eggs. You know, you can throw room temperature eggs into boiling water, cook them for 6 minutes, refresh them in ice water, peel them carefully. And when you cut them, they're super gooey. And you can put things like rye bread croutons or buy some Dukkah spice if you don't know how to make it, but essentially cumin, you know, sesame, coriander, things like that that really add a bit of a kick. I love stuff like edamame beans, soybeans. You know, so, you know, I put green beans, edamame, I make a, you know, coconut dressing. You know, you can get crispy flake coconut. You can even put, I mean, you know, this sounds terrible, doesn't it? Like tofu. People go, what? Tofu? But if you buy a firm tofu and you marinate it and then stick it on the barbecue, it's actually delicious, you know, especially if you make a really kind of, you know, sweet, sour, salty dressing. And I'm also a big fan of dips, you know, so I take all sorts of dips, things like pesto, salsa verde, you know, even something like a red a dal chutney, which is essentially like an Indian recipe, but like a romesco sauce. You know, it's kind of red and dark and spicy. Things like Yemeni hot sauce, which is lots of coriander, walnuts, you know, a few spices. Things like that act as great marinades. Like you can put that Yemeni hot sauce on a bit of fish off the barbecue, delicious, but it also great with croutons dipped in it. So they're the kind of things that I like. And a great chicken instead of a turkey.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for those that are obsessed by, you know, having to do a roast, you can buy a beautiful free-range chicken and get a, you know, big one, like a 1.8, you know, sized chicken. And you can get some really, you know, if you've got a good butcher, they'll direct you in the right way. And actually, I find that better, to be honest, than a turkey. And I know it's a bit everyday for most people, but treat yourself. There's some really expensive and justifiably so chickens out there that are well worth the money.
Absolutely. And Gary Megan, what about if, I don't know, there's a vegan mother-in-law that we need to impress?
Well, that's where your salads come into play.
Yeah.
You know, you don't forget, you can have meaty salads, you know, like... we've got a favourite family recipe, which is, you know, big chunks of pumpkin, skin on, leave the seeds in, you know, brush with miso and mirin and roast it. And you can dust that, you know, when it comes out of the oven, you can scatter that with, you know, like mixed sesame seeds, for example. But things, grains like farro, which are, you know, or cracked wheat that are really kind of nutritious. And, you know, I think quinoa, you know, you go into the grain section of the supermarket now, you're like overwhelmed. But things like that are kind of chewy and meaty and interesting, and they're a great side, but they're also a great salad. Or maybe you kind of go Italian. I love ricotta nudi, which is, I mean, not for vegans, but for vegetarians. You've got things like ricotta, spinach, a little bit of flour, you know, rolled into balls and thrown into, you know, simmering water 3 minutes, and they're the lightest gnocchi you've ever eaten in your life. And serve that with like a simple tomato sugo with maybe some toasted pine nuts or, you know, grated ricotta salata, which is like a dried ricotta or parmesan. Really delicious. And a bit anti-Christmas, but, you know, on a hot 40-degree day, I mean, we're talking about, you know, you're in South Australia, you're going to have a warm one. Mm. So things like that with a fresh salad, really delicious. And then, you know, if you want to, have a Christmas pudding and mince pies after that. It'll be Christmas all round.
Absolutely. And you've mentioned a few different flavours there, some Asian flavours, some interesting inspiration from overseas, and that's definitely reflected in your new book, your first book in 7 years.
Yeah. Oh, well, look, you know, I think times have changed. I mean, often when people ask me, you know, do you do traditional Christmas? I go, whose Christmas are you talking about? Are you talking about, you know, I don't know, I've got an Irish and English background. Yeah, maybe. But, you know, if you've got a different background, don't forget, you could be Japanese, Malaysian, Lebanese, Turkish. You know, what does that mean? So what does your Christmas day look like? So I think now we're very used to, you know, steering away from, you know, what, even if, you know, we could be Malaysian, but we love French food. You know, I mean, we're so multicultural now. It's, you know, it's open slather as far as I'm concerned. And I've got things, I've got, you know, lots of Indian recipes. I've got my kind of almost takeaway section where I've got, you know, stir fries like, you know, mee goreng or kway teow, because they're the kind of things that, you know, in our family, that's what we love, you know, on a midweek. You know, that's, they're our kind of dishes, hot and spicy all the way. Like, don't ask me why I ever trained as a French chef. I've got no idea now why.
Because all the important chefs do it, right?
Well, I think so. You kind of start out thinking that's what I want to do, and it's all fun, all very kind of, you know, precise and, you know, particular and, you know, constructed. Whereas now, obviously, the food that I love is from my travels through, whether it's Southeast Asia or, you know, South America, North America. I mean, you know, I kind of, very eclectic taste. I think most of us are like that. Like, I had ramen for dinner last night. And that seems quite normal.
Oh, lovely. And there's some beautiful recipes in your book, Good Food Every Day, Gary's Go-To Recipes for Everyday Life. Thanks so much for your time today, Gary Megan.
It's a pleasure. And I hope everybody has a fabulous and eclectic Christmas lunch.